Most dentists think that scaling always means more ops, more associates, more chaos. But here's the truth. You don't scale a business, you scale systems. You know, if you're still the engine of every decision, of everything that happens in your practice, your growth will stall. Let's fix that today. Welcome to Dentistry Made Simple, brought to you by 3D Dentists. I'm T-Bone, and our mission is pretty simple, to level the playing field for independent dentists. You shouldn't get squeezed from every direction while trying to take great care of your patients and your family. Let's fix that. You know, most dentists aren't scaling. They're actually just surviving. They've added ops, they've added associates, they've added, for sure, technology. But yet, everything still hinges on them. You're not burned out from overworking. You're just doing the wrong work. Let's fix it with five rules in this week's episode. Rule number one. Don't delegate until you define. You know, the harsh reality is most dentists delegate before they define the outcome that they want. You know, you'll hire somebody, you'll promote somebody, you'll add something to somebody's plate, which is probably the worst, you know, but, and then you say, just take care of it, make this happen, but never explain what success looks like or never take the time to define how you want it to be done. Clarity comes before the handoff. You know, I have one of our mastermind docs, he hired a treatment coordinator, but we promote that. We believe it's a key tenant to building a much more profitable and productive dental practice is having a salesperson, a treatment coordinator. But he gave him one instruction, help with case acceptance. No clarity, no defined process. Honestly, what turned out to be confusion. And so she went into it trying to help with case acceptance. By getting patients to say yes, being totally flexible in how and when they paid for things, it just turned into complete chaos. You know, I've done it kind of the same way too. You know, I promoted an assistant to be my assistant without clear protocols, without any time to watch what we're doing, without any, you know, real direction from me other than throwing them in the fire. And, you know, what turned out was she was just guessing on what I wanted and chaos and unhappiness and all that followed. You know, it's just no good. So I want you to think about any time that you're ready to hand something off, what you believe is delegation. I want you to think about it from the delegation triangle. Number one, the vision. Define success. What does success look like? What is the end thing that you want? Number two, the system. Outline the process. How do you get from beginning to end? How do you want it to look? How do you want that phone call to look? How do you want that case presentation to look? What do you want each step to be? Number three, then you transfer. Then you're able to delegate with clarity. Before you do that, it's not really delegation. Delegating without defining is abdicating responsibility, and that is not leadership, and that is not what builds an amazing, durable dental practice. Now, let's go to rule number two. We build leaders, not bodies. You know, this is something I hear all the time, like so often. And honestly, I think about it myself too. I mean, it's not like, you know, remember, I'm still practicing. I still own a dental practice. I'm living in 2025, maybe 2026, if you're listening to this. And, you know, we often always hear from our team or feel ourselves that more people is what we need. And the reality is more people won't fix unclear leadership. Look, if you're still making every decision in your practice, adding more people just multiplies chaos. You don't need more hands. You need more thinkers. Let me say that again. You often don't need more hands. You need more thinkers. You know, one of our mastermind practices just added an associate to get relief. They were busy. They were drowning. It was weeks or months before they could see a patient. And then, you know, a patient came in and wanted to do, you know, a special type of case. And they'd say, I'd do it on a Friday or I'll work late. And that creates a problem. So they added an associate to the practice. 6 months later, he felt double the stress. The associate was capable, but there was but the associate was powerless. He couldn't make decisions. He was being micromanaged. He didn't have a clear, you know, from rule number one, he didn't have clear expectations. And it turned into just more work for the dentist, for the owner. You know, meanwhile, we can add office managers to lead team meetings. And what happens then is you free yourself from managing eight people to coaching one leader, because now you're multiplying your capability. Because instead of you having to coach every single team member, if you can hire somebody, empower somebody to now go back and work with your six team members, seven team members, eight team members, you can direct through one person and that person can multiply your vision. That's called delegation. So, and influence. So here's kind of the influence ladder. Number one, you have people that are task followers. They execute what you want to do. Then they go from being a task follower that execute what you do to being a trusted executor. You find them to be reliable. Then once they go from being reliable, you teach them to think like you. They become a decision maker. And that's what we're all looking for in our practice. We all want more decision makers. We want people who think like an owner. You got to take them through the process. You got to take them through being somebody that follows a task and executes to being somebody that can execute reliably and trustfully. And then as they do that, you'll teach them how to think. You know, one of the most important questions I've learned to ask when somebody asks me a question, I always say, what would you do if you were me? And they'll tell me. And I say, great. Next time, you don't have to ask that question of me. I trust you to make that decision. You know, and here's a painful truth. If you're the smartest person in the room, you've built the wrong room. Let me say that again, because I really think this applies to a lot of dentist owners. Because honestly, we often surround ourselves with people that aren't as book smart as us, that aren't as socioeconomically as privileged as us. And then we honestly, they're probably actually quite capable and able, but we don't unlock that potential or we squash that potential. If you're the smartest person in the room, you've built the wrong room. Rule number three, simplify before you scale. Complexity kills growth. My God, this podcast is called Dentistry Made Simple. People think that simple doesn't get you far. And I will argue that simplicity is what gets you farther. Because the reality is, we can be very complex, but then you've got to have people that can manage complexity around you. And honestly, the leadership that it takes to do that, the politics of all of that, nobody likes that. Complexity kills growth. Adding new services without a great foundation will break your practice. Excellence comes from depth, not breadth. You know, I say this all the time. Go deeper before you go wider. You know, I talk to dentists all the time. They'll start doing single tooth implants. Okay. And they're like, great, I got it. I'm good at this. Now I want to add XYZ new non-implant service. And I look at them, I go, man, you're just getting momentum in dental implants. Why don't you go deeper in dental implants? Why don't you start learning to do pre-implant grafting? Why don't you learn to do sinus lifts? Why don't you go into more complex restorative implant cases? Go deeper before you start adding more and more stuff to your practice. It changed my career by going deeper on dental implants. You know, I had to see this so much. You know, they added Invisalign, sleep apnea, Botox. They went and took, you know, they go and take all these classes, boom, 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 and they learn all this stuff. They come back and nothing happens. The team gets overwhelmed, the patients get confused, and the patients suddenly feel like they're being sold to, because now every time they come in, they're like, would you like sleep apnea? Would you like Invisalign? Would you like aligners? Would you like Botox? If you don't want this, get that. You know, it's not good to overwhelm your team. It's not good to overwhelm your patients. Let's look at the alternative. I was talking to another dentist. In fact, he's like, I'm ready to add another associate. I said, no. I said, let's take a pause before you expand some more. And he said, why? I said, because what one of the things I hear from you in our calls is that you're still worried about where is the money going. You're not seeing the level of bottom line growth that you'd expect to see. And I said, let's fix that. Let's get a handle on that before we go and add more chaos. The outcome was we looked at what was being spent. We got things under control. And it turned out now, instead of hiring a part-time associate, they were financially ready to hire a full-time associate. Another common area that we see this is in case acceptance. You know, start tracking what you're doing. Start looking at what you're doing, you know. And before you start adding new services, start looking at where is the breakdown in your core systems. If you've been listening to this podcast, you should be able to recite with me our four-step case acceptance process that works. It just works. It's creating awareness, influential communication, making it affordable, and prioritizing your schedule. Those four steps will, if you dive in deep on those four steps, don't think, oh, I've got this, I'm ready to move on. You're not. There's more to it. I hear it all the time. Simplify first, then scale. So let's think about this. Number one, in terms of expanding, master your core offerings, create team clarity, then scale up. Let me say that again. Master your core offerings. Make sure you're really good at what you're already doing. Create team clarity around that, then scale up. You know, an example is right now we've recreated a focus in our practice on clear aligners. You know, we used to do 60, 70, 80 cases a year, probably 5-6 years ago. And then suddenly it went down, down, down to a point where for 2 or 3 years, we were just referring all the ortho out. We didn't want to do it anymore. And then I wanted to bring it back in, and we've done great. In fact, so far this year in 2025, we've done probably 50 to 60 cases already, and it's October right now. From doing 0 to 50 cases is pretty amazing. But we didn't say, oh, let's go add something else. I said, let's go deeper. Let's master this clear aligner. Let's make sure every team member is clear so that it sticks. And then we're going to scale up on it. Then we're going to start marketing it. Then we're going to increase our goals. You know, here's a great, yeah, I want you to think about this. Putting a turbocharger on a tricycle is not going to make you go faster. It's going to make you crash harder. And that's what too many of us are doing in our practices. We are trying to turbocharge something that's not ready to be turbocharged. Rule number four, and I kind of mentioned it earlier, use scoreboards and standards. You know, the old saying, pretty true. What gets measured gets improved. Most dentists track clinically what they're doing, but they run their business by gut feelings. It's going to be a bold statement, but in my opinion, that's leadership and business ownership malpractice. You should not run your business by gut feelings. You know, I was working with one of our practices and, you know, they thought that case acceptance was good. You know, it turned out, they said, yeah, it's good. My schedule's full. I looked at the schedule. I log into the software. I looked at the schedule. I'm like, yeah, of course it's full. It's full of non-productive dentistry. No wonder you're working so hard. It turns out that case acceptance, honestly, was good. It was 60, 70%. But it was good at doing single-tooth dentistry. You know, and we often believe that to get better outcomes, numbers have to improve. What if I told you we dropped their number to 35, 40% case acceptance, but their profitability, productivity, and their happiness went up? That's because we went from tracking it, not just by our case acceptance percentage, but we started tracking it by our average case dollar. You know, average case acceptance, not by, hey, I said yes to a filling 100%. No, I said yes to $3,000 worth of dentistry that I needed. We're not trying to make dentistry up. We're not trying to sell people things. We're trying to help them choose what they actually need. And those of you guys that are frustrated by this, you get it. You're like, I don't get it. This patient had 5 cavities and they didn't want to do it. There's something broken in the system. It's either you're not making them aware, you're not influentially communicating to them. More than likely, you're not making it affordable for them, and or you're making it complicated to get scheduled. You know, measuring creates momentum. You know, go back this week and start tracking your case acceptance, not by percentage, but by average value. Do the average value of the case you present. Maybe do the average value of the case you close. Don't create this scoreboard this long. Your team and your people aren't ready for that. Do one little thing. Give it a couple of weeks. See what it comes to. Then adjust and iterate on that. You know, clarity loop, define success, measure weekly, not monthly, discuss it with your team. Tell them what you're thinking. Tell them what you're seeing. Don't worry that they're going to think that you're beating them up because they're not successful. Ask them, how can we change this? This is what I was hoping. This is why this is not happening. Tell me what you're hearing. You know, guessing business numbers is leadership malpractice. Rule number 5, and you're going to love this one. The owner's job must change. You can't lead the business if you are the business. I got to be honest with you. That one hits me so hard right now. I can't lead the business if you are the business. And in dentistry, we think our job is to see patients. It is up to a certain point. When your practice crosses that, you know, let's call it the $1.5 million mark, you can't be always seeing patients. You've got to work on your business, not just in the operatory. Scaling is going to mean doing more. And I want to pause for a second. Scaling doesn't mean getting bigger. Scaling may just mean doing differently, but it requires changing your identity. You have to go from clinician to architect, from doer to leader. You know, I look back at my own career. You know, there was a time, you know, look, I like 2010, we were just coming out of a horrible economy. You know, my third kid was just born. Now I've got 3 kids under the age of 5 years old. Okay. And here I am trying to cut my clinical hours because I want to spend time with my family or I want to chase some other endeavors that I want to do. I feared income loss. Instead, what I started noticing is the practice started thriving. I finally had time to lead, train, to plan, to think. You know, one of the most influential, impactful videos I've ever watched was this video. It was an interview with Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. And in the interviewer, I can't remember the guy's name. I think it's Charlie Rose, maybe. He asked them, let me see your calendar. And Warren Buffett said the most important thing. He said, my calendar is empty. I need to have time to plan and to think. Otherwise, how is the business going to get somewhere? So if you're not giving yourself time to lead, to train, to plan, to think, it's probably one of the reasons you're not creating the outcomes that you dreamed of or did or wanted. I did the same thing. Less chair time, more leadership time. And I need to go back to doing that now. So learn to schedule an owner's day, monthly, weekly if you can, to work on your practice. Review the systems. Be intentional about meeting with team members. Plan strategically. Involve people in what you're thinking and doing and what you're trying to accomplish. Leadership isn't doing more, it's empowering more. And again, as I'm reading all this to you, as I'm talking to you about this, as I'm thinking about this, that's hitting home with me too. Kind of in conclusion, scaling isn't about space or staff, it's about systems and leadership. Build a business that runs without you. Nothing is more satisfying to me than when I'm on vacation and my dental practice is running, 3D dentist is running, You know, it's amazing to build a business that can run without you. Now, are we ever going to get to the point where I never have to be there? Probably not. You know, that's not reality. But if I can get it to where things run without me there, that rely less on me, that's the real goal, especially as you age, as you mature, as you hit different seasons of your life. My ask for today is you pick one rule of the five and you act on it today. Start today. Learn to get clear about what you want. Now, if you love what we're doing here on the Dentistry Made Simple podcast, you want more access to me, you want to ask me questions, you know, you can reach out to me at T-Bone Speaks on all the social media channels. But here's the reality. If you want real access to what we're doing, you want more insight into the processes and the thoughts and all those things, join us at our 3D Dentist Pro community. And you can do that by going to pro.3d-dentist.com. It's totally free. There's some paid parts to it, of course, but it's totally free to be a member of the community, to ask questions, to get insight from thousands of other people on there. You'll get frameworks, behind-the-scenes insight, clinical cases, and most importantly, you'll join a community of other practice owners who are trying to build freedom and flexibility in their life. Look, most of us didn't go to dental school and start a dental practice to become a prisoner of that business. Build systems, develop leaders, learn to measure what matters more often, and go build something worth talking about. See you next time on Dentistry Made Simple.